Norfolk, this magazine and our county, has lost a much-loved friend with the passing of a passionate champion and a talented journalist. Rachel Buller, assistant editor of the Norfolk magazine, has died at the age of 45. The mother of two sons, she was a child of Norfolk and lived most of her life here. It was a place she adored, especially the coast and her beloved Cromer, and she was so proud to work on the county's magazine. Angie Kennedy was editor of the EDP Norfolk magazine in 2011 when she recruited Rachel.
Rachel had been a great friend and colleague for many years before then, during our time as reporters and feature writers with the Eastern Daily Press and the weekly newspapers in the county. To be able to work with her again was a joy. She brought her brilliant journalistic skills and also such enthusiasm and passion. Her first interview for the magazine was with Norfolk-born actress Olivia Colman. It was typical of Rachel and her natural connection with people that she even had Olivia sending her windswept selfies from the beach. Rachel was a great interviewer, whoever she was talking to, whether it was the big star or someone shyly telling their own personal story for the first time. She'd handled some of the most difficult stories during her years on the newspapers, and she brought that experience and integrity to all that she did on the magazine too. She bubbled with ideas and energy and was so keen to take on a challenge, from canoeing along the North Norfolk creeks and surfing in the North Sea to turning her hand to organising and styling some of the magazine's fashion shoots. But however busy she was, she always offered her help, support and friendship to others.
Rachel's lovely personality won her friends across so many different areas of the county's life, especially among those in nature conservation and the many local charities who helped to promote it. Fellow assistant editor Rowan Mantell remembers her.
Rachel was a joy to work with, a joy to know, a joy to talk to, a joy to plan ahead with and a joy to look back with. She lived her life extraordinarily fully. Almost every day at work revealed something new about her. She had been a martial arts champion, a holiday camp bingo caller, learned paddleboarding. There will be so many work conversations where we wait for Rachel to have her say, and she almost always had something to say. She was fun and fearless, and sometimes furious too. I have long WhatsApp threads where the television we were watching separately became secondary to her commentary. When it is sunny, I will think of Rachel's love of the coast, of bodyboarding and swimming. When it snows, I will remember the time she missed the bus and walked miles home to her beloved family. When it is windy, I will recall tales of blown away tents. And when it rains, well, Rachel was a gardener and loved all the seasons. Rest in peace, dear Rachel.
And Dominic Castle, editor of the magazine Today, also remembers her with affection.
Rachel was just one of those rare people who could make things feel better just by being around. She was a wonderful person to work with, full of energy, spirit and fun, and always making plans for the future. Her warm, gregarious personality meant that she collected many, many friends who we know share our sadness. She was always busy doing something. She seemed to be able to fit twice as much into her days as the rest of us, but always had time for everyone, especially her family. She is so very missed by us all, and our deepest sympathies are with her family and friends. She leaves husband Matt Dunscombe and son Zach, 13, and George, 10, mother Jenny, father Terry, and brother Simon.